SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran-backed Houthis are entering the month-long war and could further threaten shipping.
The Yemen Houthis' entry to the war could further hurt global supply routes, targeting vessels in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait off the Red Sea. Ahmed Naghi, a senior Yemen analyst at the International Crisis Group, says if the Houthis increase attacks on commercial shipping, as they have in the past, it would further push up oil prices and destabilize all of maritime security. Naghi adds the impact would not be limited to the energy market. Countries have scrambled for alternative routes to the Strait of Hormuz. Bab el-Mandeb, at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, is crucial for vessels heading to the Suez Canal through the Red Sea. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Senator James Lankford has nothing but praise for Operation Epic Fury.
The performance of the American military has been stellar. I don't think anyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, would challenge that at all. Based on open source and by classified information, they've moved at tremendous speed and professionalism. All of these operations are incredibly complicated.
Senator Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says people in this country believe Iran's leaders are evil.
When you've looked at American public opinion prior to the launch of Operation Epic Fury, Americans have understood the Iranian regime for what it is. It's the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. It's killed Americans, it's held our people hostage, it's attacked our allies, it's oppressed its own people.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee. This is SRN News. Men and women have different moral codes.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups are trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. They are hoping friendly attorneys general will file more lawsuits against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. A candy caper in European has made off with some very sweet haul.
Nestle says some 12 tons of Kit Kat bars, that's 413,793 Kit Kat bars, were stolen after leaving the production site in Italy, headed for Poland. The theft happened several days ago. The Swiss-based food giant says the vehicle and its load are still nowhere to be found. The company says the missing candy bars could enter unofficial sales channels across European markets, but if that happens, the bars can be traced using the batch code assigned to individual bars. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is hosting a UFC fight on White House grounds to celebrate his 80th birthday and the nation's 250th anniversary. The president has long supported UFC, and during his 2024 campaign, he used those ties to attract voters who weren't traditionally politically engaged. More details, SRNNews.com.